Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is happening in the Middle East, in countries like Tunisia, Lebanon, Egypt? Where is it all leading? Does the Bible have to say anything about that? Well, first of all, let's look at some of the developments. Let's start with Tunisia. We all, of course, know that the president was deposed, mainly due to demonstrations in that part of the world. Der Spiegel Online conducted a very interesting interview with Alvaro de Vasconcelos, who is the head of the European Union Institute for Security. This interview was published on January 25, and that is what Mr. Vasconcelos had to say. The country is in turmoil, he's talking about Tunisia, and much depends on Europe during this phase. The EU should consider Tunisia its highest strategic priority. There's a great deal Europe can do. For example, we can help in setting up political parties. We can also provide financial assistance. Tunisia is extremely dependent on economic conditions in Europe. And as we will see, the theme of Europe getting more and more involved in that part of the world is continuing, as at the same time, the influence of the United States of America is diminishing. I like to also point out that Hezbollah has now chosen the new Lebanese prime minister. And the New York Times wrote on January 24, American diplomats tried to forestall the triumph of Hezbollah's candidates, but they were unsuccessful. The article goes on to say, the symbolism of Hezbollah's choosing Lebanon's prime minister was vast, potentially serving as the beginning of a new era for a combustible country whose conflicts have long entangled the United States, Iran, and Syria. This article goes on to say, a practical impact may be the realignment of Lebanon away from the United States. Now, Israel is very concerned. It has, according to this article, warned of the implications of the new cabinet. And MSNBC wrote on January 25, Hezbollah's control over the government for the first time will sound alarm bells in Washington and Israel and raise concerns in moderate Sunni Arab states. Now, what about Egypt? We've all observed and watched on television, I'm sure, the ongoing demonstrations in that country, and commentators are divided at this point as to what it all means. I've read articles in the German press to the effect that we are seeing a repeat as to what happened several years ago when the Iron Curtain fell, when East and West Germany united, and at that time people were saying that forces were unleashed, which kind of brought this about, and some say we are seeing the same happening now in the Middle East. Others are more cautious, saying, well, the situation in Egypt might be different from, let's say, the one in Tunisia. We should understand, though, that Egypt is the strongest ally of the United States in the Arab world, according to the newspapers and the magazines. And it is perhaps no wonder, then, that Mr. Biden made some very unpopular statements the other night insofar as the Arab world is concerned. The Christian Science Monitor wrote on January 28, the U.S. provides about $1.3 billion in military aid to Egypt a year. The repressive apparatus of the state is seen by many in Egypt as hand in glove with the United States. And then, quoting Mr. Biden, it says, Mubarak has been an ally of ours in a number of things, and he has been very responsible on the Middle East peace efforts. The actions Egypt has taken relative to normalizing relationship with Israel. I would not refer to him as a dictator. Of course, Israel, again, is very concerned about what is happening in Egypt. They're very concerned that radical Islamists may come to power in that part of the world. But when it comes to Europe, we have found that the Europeans have already reacted with anger towards Egypt when, for instance, several weeks ago, attacks took place and Christians were killed. And Europeans have said that Egypt isn't doing enough to protect the Christians. Now we find that Europe is again willing to do something insofar as Egypt is concerned. The EU Observer wrote today on January 28 that Italy has said the EU should send a crisis mission to North Africa. Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini said the EU should send a high-level political support team to calm tensions in Algeria, Egypt, Tunisia, and other countries. I do not think this can be dealt with a sporadic initiative of this or that country in Europe, but only by a European initiative, the Italian minister said. The Bible confirms that Europe will get actively involved in the Middle East, yes, even militarily, while the United States' influence will continue to decrease. There are certain scriptures in the Bible which make very clear what is going to happen, and we should be aware of those scriptures because sometimes the events which are taking place might be confusing if we don't understand the bigger picture. Psalm 83 has a very interesting prophecy. It says, and let me read to you, certain countries have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. Clearly talking about the state of Israel, but not just the state of Israel. They're also talking about the United States of America and Great Britain, people which are actually the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel. This prophecy goes on to say, for they have consulted together with one consent, they form a confederacy against you, the tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Gebal, Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria has also joined with them, they have helped the children of Lot. Now, of course, I don't have time doing this program now to identify all these different countries and to give you the proofs as to why we know who they are today. But let me just summarize and say, countries which are listed here being part of a confederacy, an alliance against Israel, are Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, PLO, and Jordan and Germany. Germany being identified as Assyria, and historical records prove that beyond a doubt that the modern Germans and the modern Austrians are in fact descendants of ancient Assyria. See, all these countries will be together in an alliance against Israel. It is interesting that countries like Egypt or Iran are not mentioned. They are not mentioned as part of this alliance. There's another interesting prophecy in the book of Daniel, in chapter 11, where we're talking about a king of the north who is going to invade the promised land, who is going to invade the Middle East. This is none other than the beast, as mentioned in the book of Revelation. He is also referred to as the king of Assyria in the book of Isaiah and in other places. He will invade the Middle East. Christ said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, you know its destruction is near. And he wasn't talking about Arab armies, he was talking about European armies. The last revival of the ancient Roman Empire will invade the Middle East under German-Austrian leadership. And this particular prophecy in Daniel 11 says that he shall enter the glorious land, but these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. In other words, Turkey, Iraq, and parts of Jordan. They are part of that confederacy we have just read about. But it goes on to say, Egypt shall not escape. He shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. You see, we can see from these passages that the relationship between Europe and Germany on the one hand and Egypt on the other will deteriorate. It will end up in an outright war between those countries. And also we know that the United States of America and Great Britain and Israel will also be on opposite sides when it comes to the European unity. This is what the Bible tells us. But the Bible also tells us something else, that after Jesus Christ has returned, when he is establishing the kingdom of God here on this earth, during the millennium, the 1,000-year reign of peace and safety, the Bible tells us that at that time, Assyria and Israel and Egypt will work hand in hand. They will be in harmony. They will live in safety. They will live in peace. And they all will worship the true God of the Bible. What a glorious time that will be. Now, we haven't reached that yet. First, there will be turmoil and war. But Jesus Christ will return in a few years from now. And then he will establish peace. And all these enemies of today will become friends in the world tomorrow. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.